Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
It's important to raise your kid with honesty.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Work hard.
Yeah.
Do it right.
Be a good person.
That's what we were told.
Character.
Would get us ahead when we grew up.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you experience life and you learn that cutting corners, lying, and cheating
yes.
can also get you ahead.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do if your kid and their friends cut corners, lie, and cheat so bad that the police are now involved?
Yeah, that's not good.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story.
Yeah.
Comes from just east of us.
What happened?
Seven teenagers that attend Liverpool High School just outside of Syracuse are facing criminal charges after authorities say they hacked into and tampered with the high school's online portal.
Oh, my God. This is like the dream come true for
every kid.
They
make movies about this.
Yes. Every yeah. 80s movie is
they
about
always work this like into the story.
So for the Tommies of the world,
yeah.
The portal is used to input grades, keep track of discipline issues for students at school.
So you can clean your record up.
Yes, think of it as a digital permanent record.
Yeah.
The investigation started in November after the school brought the police in when they noticed some discrepancies. Now, police say no grades have been changed. However, discipline files were accessed and some data was altered.
Mm.
The seven teenagers
yeah.
were arrested in late December, and the school, along with the police, are taking this very seriously.
Very seriously. These are very serious charges.
Let me put it this way. Of the seven teenagers, five of them are facing felony computer trespass and tampering charges. Let me say that again. Five of these teenagers are facing felony charges for allegedly getting into their high school's online
Damn.
Portal.
On top of that, also double secret probation. And I've loaded all your draft boards. You're all eligible for military service.
In that outfit, that's a draft for World War I. Now, we're not entirely sure what the punishment would be for an underage kid that's convicted of a felony, right? But
yeah.
this sounds pretty intense.
Yeah. Sounds pretty serious.
All right, so you have these allegations.
Yeah.
And if they're true, these kids are obviously somewhere they should not be.
Mm-hmm.
They got access illegally to something they should not have had.
They figured out how to do it.
Okay, put a pin in that.
Okay.
Because we're going to loop back around.
Mm.
And look, Tommy, they could have messed with their grades. They
no,
may
sure.
have messed with other information that could have helped them or hurt other kids. Do you have a problem with five of these kids facing a felony charge?
Yes.
For the Why?
I don't think you need to blow up a kid's life for this.
Okay.
Because this is going to ruin their life. And they're dumb kids. And any kid, me, you... The best kid in school had access to this. We'd all do it, man.
No,
it was a dream come true.
There are kids that know how to do this, and they don't.
No, but if it fell into your lap, we'd all. It was a fantasy, man. And to ruin a kid's life over this, mm-hmm. I think that's criminal.
Okay, what are you running for office in Chicago in 1917? I think that's criminal.
No, but don't you
vote Mulay as he gets into his. Open air Model T.
Those are so cool
yeah.
looking.
Yeah, didn't it come with those gloves, you stupid bitch?
I want to get some driving goggles.
Shut up.
You know those old timey ones?
Look, You go back, you say this is a fantasy. There are lots of fantasies high school kids can have that will put you behind bars. So the idea of it's a fantasy does not automatically make you immune from charges.
I don't think you need to blow up a kid, a young man or a young woman's life for doing stupid teenage stuff where there was no actual damage done physically to anything.
We don't know that. It says they did alter something.
No, I'm saying like you didn't break windows. You didn't hurt people.
Wait, you want to be faced felony charges for breaking windows but not hacking into the school?
The crime was they tried to outsmart the system.
Right, okay.
But they knew
everybody that does their taxes pulls this move.
Yeah, and if you get caught, you go to jail.
Nah, you pay a fine.
Kimmy.
How many people you think go to jail for tax evasion or people that fudge on their taxes?
Just the poor ones. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with five of these kids facing a felony?
I mean, yeah. It shouldn't be easy enough to do where a high school kid can do it.
Okay.
So I think that they do expose things.
They did you a favor, actually.
When people do this. And I don't think it's that uncommon for a kid to try.
Right. They're kids.
Like, I vaguely remember in high school, kid getting in trouble for trying to get into a teacher's computer. They were unsuccessful because they got caught.
Okay.
But I got to figure, like, if that happened when I was in school, like, it probably happens once a year minimum.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If this is your kid, one of these seven kids that allegedly got into this high school's online portal where they have the grades and the records and all that stuff, what would you do to punish them? Because it is, you know, we talked about how this was every fantasy, every 80s movie, right? Mm-hmm. You could see this as kids being dishonest, cheating, lawbreakers, which is what the school and the police say they are.
All right.
You could also see this as kids using unconventional ways to make their situation better.
Yes.
And that's what you're...
They have to be pretty smart. I just assume a kid that can pull this off and, you know, figures out a way to do it. Like, they got to be smart kids.
Okay, so you guys are both assuming that these kids are intelligent and that's why they did it.
Yeah.
To some extent,
Because it could be as simple as a teacher leaving their password and username out and one kid be like, ooh. Like, Tommy... not well, but can still read. All he would have to do is grab that and log in on their stuff.
Sure.
So
right.
You're right. You guys are all thinking War Games, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, any other Matthew Broderick movie from the 80s. Right? But this could be...
They never locked that kid up.
This could be... how about that kid almost started a global thermal nuclear war and he just went home that day? Hey, you want a hot dog? Yeah. Here you go, Matthew Broderick. Also, not the worst thing Matthew Broderick ever did. But I digress where that hat came from.
I feel like there should be a punishment, but I don't know to Tommy's point, like, should this be something that haunts this kid forever?
Well, but we don't know it'll haunt him forever. I mean, if they're minors, their record is clean when they turn 18, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how it works.
I can't have a serious conversation with this stupid outfit that you
like,
have
should
on.
This affect, okay, so if this, some of these kids eventually want to move on, go to college, whatever, further their education, should it affect that? Like, should they be... Should this prevent them from ever moving on and should it affect their future to that extent?
All right, I'll ask you this question.
All right.
Kimothy.
Yeah.
If a college saw this, because, I mean, look, it is a crime.
Yeah.
Okay. And said,
I would assume like it would make it very tough for them moving forward.
Okay, and they said, we don't want to take someone with this kind of ethical thing. Would it bother you the college wouldn't take them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it shouldn't...
Well, because it would be up to the colleges. It would be the college's decision. So you say, you're arguing this should be hidden from people that can make decisions about their lives down the road.
But I'm saying, like, there should be some sort of punishment through the school.
Okay.
But I just don't think it should define that kid.
Yeah, I think it should stay at the school. I don't think it should affect their future. If you want to affect something in the school now, that's where it should stay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got folks waiting on hold. There are seven kids who were arrested. They attend Liverpool High School outside of Syracuse, just east of us. They are facing criminal charges after they hacked into, according to police, and tampered with the school's online portal. Five of those teenagers are facing felony computer trespassing charges, and we don't know what that punishment entails. The school says grades were not changed, but there was other information that was accessed and stuff was messed with, just not the grades. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Michelle. Hello, Michelle. You're on CMF.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Kimmy, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
So my son was 17, sitting in class one day at school, bored, and from his cell phone decided to shut down the whole school district's IT department by spamming them with empty files. They couldn't figure it out where it was coming from. The IT department couldn't figure it out. Monroe County Sheriff's couldn't figure it out. FBI got involved.
FBI?
Well, I mean, look, if you this could be coming from somewhere. I mean, you know what I mean?
He committed a federal crime, but because of his age, they didn't prosecute him. He got in-school suspension, and they said if he got in any more trouble within 5 years, they were bringing up those charges against him.
Okay.
So he dodged a bullet.
How long ago was this, Michelle?
This was 9 years ago.
Okay. So it's been a while. Did he keep his nose clean, Michelle?
Yeah, he better have.
Now, Michelle, let me ask you this. If they had decided to charge your son with legitimate crimes, would you have tried to fight that? Would you have thought that was unfair?
No.
That's his mom, bro.
You're going to hang your kid.
You know what? You do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah!
And if it's a hard lesson to learn, then it's a hard lesson to learn, but he's going to learn.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Yeah, but that follows him for the rest of his life. What did he learn?
Don't do that.
He blew up his future as a kid. Are you going to tell me, Michelle, you never did anything stupid besides his phone
call? Of course I did. We all did. But some of us were smart enough not to get caught.
Oh, you're one of these holier than thou.
No, that's not what she said. She said some of us were smart enough to not get caught.
Yeah, she sounds like a genius.
Well, she got a son that's a genius, according to you, because he hacked into the mainframe, man. Rounders, man.
He does cybersecurity now, and he's all self-taught. In that one day of college did that man take.
All right.
Not one day of college did that man take.
You sound like Yoda, Michelle.
These kids are smarter than the parents think.
Well, and that's what's so funny about this.
I didn't want my son to do that from his cell phone.
Hey, Michelle, thank you for the call. Yeah. I really appreciate the story. I'm glad your son's doing well.
Yeah.
That's what's funny about this, right? Like, you know, we're getting a lot of Facebook messages of people saying, you know, these kids, they're bright kids, and you shouldn't punish them, and you got to exploit what they're doing here. These kids know this stuff better than adults do.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Not because they're brilliant, just because they've grown up on it. Right? Let's say these kids did manage.
It's their normal.
Exactly. So if it is their normal, and a lot of kids have the ability to do this, these seven should be made an example of.
I understand that, but where does that end? Where does it end?
Where does it end? How? You're trying to have a serious conversation in that stupid outfit.
So I put this hat on. I feel smarter.
I will say this. I'm sorry. Real quick. We got folks writing us on Twitter, for example. Kate writes, Tommy looks like he's going to clean chimneys. Andrea writes, Tommy looks like he's directing a community theater all-senior citizen production of Hair.
Very specific.
But Kimmy, you were saying it.
Let's say something like this happens because of, you know, teacher or school administrator error. Like, they left something open for somebody to see, or they didn't take the necessary precautions. Should that person be punished?
Ooh, it's a good question.
Well, he's negligent.
Okay, but...
Because I guess if you're going to punish, you know, the kids for getting into it, should the person that kind of left it open, like the window open there, should that person also face some sort of punishment? I don't know.
It's a valid question, and I'll answer that question by asking another question.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen over the last year,
there's
been a bunch of cars in Pittsburgh that were stolen,
high-end
luxury vehicles, because those owners left the keys in the car. The people that were arrested for those car thefts, should the owners of those cars be arrested for leaving their keys in the car?
No.
So there's your answer.
Okay.
I mean,
Checkmate, bitch!
But if you're at a place where you work, and we did something stupid that led to somebody hacking into our system, you're telling me that employee wouldn't face...
We'd be fired.
Yeah, I think that's where it would end.
Yeah, but that's just it. We wouldn't face... I mean, okay, so you're saying...
Human error is not going to lead to criminal charge.
Okay, you're right.
The person that potentially left something open would go to jail, but... Would their employer come down on them?
I guess that's fair. That would be a fair thing to do.
Click the link in an email. Tommy, press the link. If our engineer said, do not open this email, do not click the link, and that's the first thing Tommy does.
And then what? He's going to get in trouble. He gets an email with a link that says, stupidest looking outfit you've ever seen. Ooh, I got to get me one of these. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about these seven kids out just outside of Syracuse, five of them facing felony charges after they allegedly accessed the high school portal by illegal means. Ooh. No grades changed, but they did access files and alter some things. Skyler's on CMF. Hey, Skyler. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, buddy.
So I'm thinking, if they get out, I don't know if they put the kid through the ringer or whatever,
and then his name goes public, or there's going to be bad guys wanting to hire him.
The bad guys?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if he's that smart, there's somebody going to want to have him hack into something and make a job out of it.
Okay. Or if you don't...
Corporate espionage.
Or if you don't punish him and they don't face any punishment, they could do that just on their own.
True.
Yeah, I'm saying, but I mean, why wouldn't the government, like, if that kid's that smart to mess up that much stuff, why wouldn't the government take him under his wing and give the kid a freaking job?
Because not every thing in the world is every movie we've ever seen, Skyler. I mean, guy, you're just reciting plots of movies, guys, over and over again.
I don't even watch TV. Nonsense. Where's my driving gloves? I'm out of here.
Skyler, good to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay.
Right.
We haven't even gotten to the main part of this conversation that I wanted to talk about.
What's that?
Right? Because, look, it's a good discussion around the room, back and forth. Sure. I don't know if there is a right answer. I understand where you guys are coming from. But now comes, as a parent, how you're supposed to feel. Because I understand you would not want your kid to go to jail, and even if you thought they did something terrible, you would fight to keep
them
free.
You want to protect your kid.
Absolutely, protect their future. But when it comes to the lessons they should learn and how they live their lives, these kids, I guess, were dishonest in what they were trying to do.
Obviously, yes.
Do you raise your kid with hard work and honesty get you where you need to be? Or... are you honest with them and let them know that sometimes, as you put it, pulling a move gets you ahead? I see you guys on hold. Give me 180 seconds. We'll drop this song. We'll come right back and get into it again here in the break room on 96.5 WCMF.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Like, I'm not surprised by your take here, Tommy, because you are this kid. This is your fantasy. The only way you were going to actually legitimately graduate from high school was doing what these kids
are doing. You have to
lie. I am surprised by Kimmy's take here. And I feel like we may have corrupted you. Like, 10 years ago, you would have had a different take on the story.
I just kind of assumed kids have always tried this.
Yeah, they're going to push the
album. New.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you're just joining us, we're jumping back into a conversation we've been having. Seven kids east of us, just outside of Syracuse, have been arrested. And I say kids, they're teenagers. After authorities say they hacked into and tampered with the high school's online portal. That would be where you input grades, discipline issues, things like that. The investigation started in November. Police say no grades were changed. However, discipline files were accessed and data was changed. The seven were arrested in late December, and the school and police are taking it very seriously. Five of the seven teenagers arrested are facing felony computer trespass and tampering charges. Tommy, you say this is BS.
Yes.
You're ruining these kids' lives.
Yes.
Kimmy, you say the potential punishment is excessive.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it should follow them forever.
Okay. Mike writes us.
If
they had access to edit records, they had to log in with someone else's account, most likely an administrator. My guess is the administrator had a weak password or it was written. The problem is they had access to the entire district's data, addresses, phone numbers, email. Data is worth a boatload of money. He makes a good point.
Okay. But they didn't do any of that. They didn't sell the data.
How do you know?
Well, that would have been on the chart.
Well, how do you know they weren't going to try? Again, I cannot have a serious conversation with you with what you're wearing. You look like an idiot. You know what you look like?
Jimmy Carter?
No. You look like the little toady from A Christmas Story for the bully. Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
He wore the same gloves. Give me your second. I'm sorry.
Did you say there were seven total kids?
Seven total, five facing a felony.
Because you know not all of them knew how it worked, but they were just there probably
just hanging out.
Like for support.
Yeah, change mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we are getting a key.
Like, there had to be other kids that just kind of got sucked into it because that was their buddy leading the way.
We are getting a key detail that we did not have that may change
opinion.
Okay, all
right.
At Vex Patriarch, who listens to the show on a daily basis, mm-hmm. and we love him, and also has a Syracuse connection, says an employee of the district, this is in the story, an employee of the district gave the students their login information. So these were not brilliant hackers. These are kids that just had the info.
Okay.
So how did they get it? Somebody just gave it to them?
Liverpool school employee linked to student break-in of online portal no longer works for the district.
Or he.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Quite
time.
Possibly could have given...
So it sounds like they got access through an employee.
Or okay. a former employee. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't have time. I'm sorry, I don't have time to read the whole story here. I just got this information.
Listen, it doesn't change my opinion.
Of course it doesn't, because you don't want to look like an idiot.
No,
well, but I don't think it really does either, because you handed over you that information to a bunch of teenagers.
If somebody dropped that in my lap and I had I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but you're a bad kid. You were a bad kid.
But treating a bad kid like that doesn't make it any better on the kid. You gotta give people an out. You gotta give people. What's the sense of just holding people down forever? What good does that do for a child?
No, you're right, Kimmy. You should let that kid who keeps doing bad, dickish things get away with it.
Oh, no,
not
so
get away.
So they don't grow up spoiled ass.
Okay,
hypocritical.
We all know Tommy would never be able to pull this off.
No, but I'm saying that this ass who sits across from me in those stupid ass gloves. Did a whole bunch of stuff wrong, and he was never held accountable for it.
I got in trouble.
No,
I didn't. I got demerits.
Demerits. Oh, no, demerits at
I got suspended.
$15,000 a year school.
What's interesting to me.
Oh, no, what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We went fishing.
What I'm saying is he never was held accountable. Therefore, he grew into this guy who just did whatever he wanted because he knew
my
no
taxes.
Punishment was. No, you no. didn't.
Well, most of them. The ones I knew about.
All those extra talent, extra tax money gets you that dynamite outfit. You look like a man who's evading taxes, trying to put on a disguise with the government looking for him. Kimmy, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's interesting to me here is that if it's true, if an employee did give these students login information, that means like these were trusted students at one point.
Or this teacher was a...
Yeah.
Either a disgruntled employee
there
or
was a
someone
problem.
Who had a relationship with students.
That they may not
There's
have.
A thousand
okay.
things that could be happening.
Yeah, it could go either way.
Okay, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I see you guys sitting on hold. I want to get to the actual crux of this conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So, like you said, you have the allegations of these kids getting into the school's digital portal.
Sure.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. If this is your kid, how do you want them punished? And how honest should you be with your kid about being honest? Because, Tommy, as much as you don't want to believe it, there are people listening to the show, and they exist in the world, that have never cut corners.
I understand.
They have done it all the right way.
Mm-hmm.
They have never cheated. They have never lied to get ahead.
What did it do for you?
They have never cheated. They have never lied. Mm-hmm. They hold tight to the belief that this is how you're supposed to be as a person.
But you also have a job as a parent. Don't raise a sucker. Don't raise a sucker.
You can't.
That person gets played.
You're wearing three pieces of clothing that you were directly advertised on Instagram. You look like a moron, and you just said, don't raise a sucker.
Sucker.
And then the headphones. And then the headphones on top of
them. Hey, they work, don't they?
Yes, they do work.
Okay, so you're telling me that it is better to tell your kid.
Don't raise a chump.
It's hard because we've talked about the risk-taking kids that we knew in school, and they either went one way or the other. They were either super successful or you never heard from them again.
But that's every kid.
No, it's not every
so
kid.
So I guess, like, I don't know what the right answer is because sometimes it works out for people who take risks, you know? I don't know.
Your plan is right if you want to raise average. You want an average kid?
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But don't expect big things out of that kid.
No, that's not true.
You won't get a phone call at midnight.
Teaching your kid to do something the right way doesn't
No, no. I'm just saying you won't get a call at midnight, but that kid's never going to buy you a house.
That's not true. That is not
you're just going to raise an average person.
So you think Tom
you're going to raise a forgettable person.
Oh, you think Tom Golisano was cutting corners, lying, cheating, and stealing?
I don't know how he got to
the top. What happened?
You don't think he had to pull some moves?
I don't know. And by the way, pulling moves is such a vague statement because you say pulling moves, this story is a crime, a felony if the allegations are true. It's true. You look like you're nobbing the two like elves from the Keebler tree in those gloves.
The Keebler tree.
That would be a sizable dong on an elf.
No, I meant the finger part.
Oh, I was doing that part.
Oh.
The holes.
Yeah.
Where I would grip the...
By the way, you had time in the break to take this off.
Well, no, because no, we extended the break.
I don't think he's ever... I had no choice. I had to leave it on.
Yes. It's in my contract.
So you're telling me that you should look at your kid and tell them to lie, cheat, and steal?
Not directly.
Okay.
But indirectly and subtly teach your kid that don't get played.
Don't get played?
Don't get played.
You know what sounds like getting played? Doing felony jail time.
Okay. You took it too far.
Ha!
But fellas, let's dial it back here and let's work on it.
No, but here's the problem. What? Here's the problem with your theory, because it sounds romantic what you're saying, and it allows people to justify the things that they've done wrong. And don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here.
I'll do wrong.
I'm not sitting here as a choir boy. All right, I've lied, I've cheated, I've stealed to get ahead.
Is a choir boy the same thing as a choir boy?
Choir boy.
No, you said choir boy.
Did I say choir boy?
Choir boy.
Choir boy. I'm sorry.
Choir boy.
I'm a little throwed off.
I'm a choir boy. Choir boy.
But
what?
You don't have a choice on how your kids use your advice.
That's true.
Because if your kid goes, oh, well, my dad, Tommy Mulay, taught me, you know, nobody gets ahead without cutting some corners, and now they're facing a felony, guess what? That kid's life is ruined.
I know.
And it's because of the lessons you taught them. That is your fault.
But sometimes you need shady advice or dark advice to get through life. Like, even my old man would tell me things that he was wrong in saying it, but did make sense.
Yeah, but are you supposed to learn those lessons from a parent?
Probably not.
Or is that one of those things where you see your kids start to do it and you just kind of look the other way? Not that you're encouraging it.
So my old man never told me directly to do it, but he would brag that he did it.
But he never punished you.
Oh, I punished.
Not to the extent that you should have been punished. Well, you got suspended from school. He took you out on vacation.
Yeah, because he was selfish and wanted to go on
vacation.
That's
my point. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks are waiting on hold. Again, we're talking about these seven kids just east of us, Liverpool High School in Syracuse. Five of them are being charged with felonies after police say they accessed the high school's online portal. They didn't change grades, but they got information. They changed some stuff on there. We now find out from one of our listeners, at Vex Patriarch, that an employee of the district is accused of giving the students their login information. So it's not even like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off war game situation.
Kind of fell in their lap.
Yeah, they didn't hack the mainframe. They just used it. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I do want to read this tweet before we go to the phones.
Yeah.
At Rock Lockdown tweets at us, of course Tommy sides with the criminals since his past life as a villain on Wacky Racers. Kimmy did not get that one?
It was a great
TV great
show.
A great joke, too. Yeah. What was the name? It was the dog and who?
Muttley.
Muttley, yeah. It was a good one. 252-WCMF, let's talk to...
Dick Dastardly.
Thank
that was
you.
The driver.
Yes, you look just like him. Jimmy, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, listen, you could raise your kids both ways. You teach your kid everything's right, but you could still teach your kid not to be walked on. As far as this stuff is, these are kids that got into trouble. I mean, it's not like they did it because they needed, you know, food or money or something. I was taught right from wrong, but I was still taught not to let people walk on you. And to be careful, there's people bad out there that are going to do bad things. You just move on. You know, I was taught you walk away from trouble. I don't have a police record. I mean, I don't understand how you make.
You don't have a record?
Why you got to hurt a man? Why you got to hurt a man making
a good
point?
No, I'm just asking. You have no record?
You got to hurt a man making a good point. By the way, you look like you talk like that outfit.
I know you do.
You look like a Newfoundlander. No, Jimmy, I think you make a very good point. When it comes to crimes, there are, what's the word I'm looking for? Circumstances. Where you will understand or not understand it. Jimmy said it. It's not like these kids did this for food or shelter. Yes, there was no... I mean, as far as we know, if the allegations are true,
we don't really know.
The only desperation that
But they're
would,
kids.
Yes! Yes!
The kids do stupid things.
And they should be punished.
Right, but to what extent?
That's what I'm asking!
Are you going to be a Jimmy your whole life? A sucker?
Ooh.
Well, you don't want, again, you don't want them to think they can get in trouble for no, it's not even a good reason. They didn't, it's not like they were doing it. I mean, come on. These kids today, they get into trouble, and you look at it, it's like, what are you doing? You know?
We did the same thing. You're going to tell me you never lied to a girl, Jimmy? You would have had to.
Lied to your parents?
You never lied to your parents?
But then, okay, go ahead, Jimmy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll tell you, I didn't lie to my parents.
You're
no.
so full of crap, man.
Ever, Jimmy.
God, this
ever.
Is where it kills me with these guys.
Well, I mean,
you're full of it, bro.
No, I mean, you don't. I mean, I worked. I don't understand. We were raised right. I mean, we were raised to respect our parents. Our parents loved us, and that was it. You know, I mean, there was no. I was on my own at a young age, too, though. But I mean,
they couldn't wait to get rid of you.
Oh, my God. Spoiled ass rich kid is going to yell at Jimmy.
Non-lying Jimmy. Get out of here.
Let me tell you something about life, man.
You respect your parents and still try to get away with crap as a kid.
Every kid did.
I don't think it's, uncommon.
But there's a
it doesn't make you a bad person.
But there's a difference between deceiving your parents and committing a legitimate crime.
I simply
a felonious crime.
No, but you're right. He's just saying he's never lied.
Like, he's had this perfect life.
No, he's not saying perfect.
Yes, he is. He's exactly saying he had a perfect life. He didn't lie to his parents. He never lied to girls.
Jimmy has told us his life sucks sometimes all the time. He's just saying he's trying to do the right thing. There's a difference, right, Jimmy? I'm sorry. I don't mean to speak for you.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. You know, you got to be careful. There are reasons, you know, if you're trying to help someone. I knew a guy once, and he took over the steering wheel because his buddy was drunk, and the cops he got caught in it. At least he had a reason. He shouldn't have done it. He got a police record, but at least he was trying to help his buddy. You know, I mean, these kids, from what you're saying, what was the purpose? What did they have to gain by getting in trouble? I mean, if I was a parent, I'd say, God, what are you doing? You're going to get in trouble for what reason?
You know your kid would say to you, I didn't learn it from you, Dad.
Jimmy, I got to take some more calls, but thanks for the call, buddy. Okay, have a good rest.
Clean Jimmy.
Let's talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, how are you, buddy? Thanks for waiting.
Morning, guys. I want to know what time is Tommy going to fight the Red Baron in his World War One biplane?
We've already done that joke.
Yeah, but it was earlier, so whatever.
Well, I like his oven gloves when he pulls out his baked fennel. But it depends on what these what these kids did. Do they only access their own files, or do they access files of administrators, teachers, and other students, like medical or private information? That makes
a
difference.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I would really be disappointed if they didn't go all in.
No, but that makes it even worse. I mean, Barbara makes a good point.
Like if they mess with somebody else's grades.
No, but like...
Or what they know. They know about people that they should not know.
So I would be disappointed.
A medical issue that's been only the administrators and the school nurse know, and now they know this kid's on lithium or something like that.
There you go. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. I really
lithium
appreciate
child.
It.
Lithium child. I would just say...
Why?
I dated a chick who was on lithium.
No, but why are you a lithium child? Like your actual rose.
Like
sweet lithium child!
I would be pissed if my kid, if you had access to all the good stuff, and you didn't take it all.
And this is why...
Because, like, if you steal, don't half-ass it, you go all in.
No,
I would have changed my... I would have been selfish.
Yeah.
I would have just gotten the dirt. I would have changed all my stuff and gotten out.
Yeah, and here's the funny...
Your profile would have been the one with the most dirt. Like, nobody would have topped you.
Yeah, but I would have cleaned it up. Nice.
Even if being dishonest along the way could increase your odds of getting ahead, because that's your argument, right? The more dishonest you are, the better your odds of being.
I'm not saying you got to be total, but, certain critical moments in your life, you're going to have to lie.
Okay, so even if that's go ahead, Kimmy.
To dodge a bullet.
You know, I might be more upset with my kid if...
Really? That hat looks bulletproof from here. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I'd be more upset with my kid, I think, if my kid was the one that went along with it, not the one who did it.
Oh, a chump.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
being led by the nose.
I think it's because it's you got influenced to do this. This wasn't even your idea. And I think that would bother me more as a parent that you got talked into something.
You're running around with a bad crew.
Bunch of crumb bum creeps, what I hear.
Bunch of lushes.
Well, no, but I mean, I understand peer pressure in teenagers.
I understand that. I think that, but I'm saying, like, as a parent... that would bother me more, like, is my kid gullible? Is, you know, can they be easily talked into doing something
that
they wouldn't have had an idea to do on their own?
Be a leader. Be ruggedly independent.
Be a leader. Be the one that leads the felony charges amongst the group of five. Look, okay, so that's okay, I get where you're coming with that, Kimmy. But here's the thing. Even if being dishonest along the way helps your odds of getting ahead, don't you want your kid to be a better person than you are? Or do you want your kid to be more successful? And before you go, yes! I want you to think for a second, because the American dream is busting your ass so your kid doesn't have to bust the same ass you did, or it used to be at least.
Yeah.
Just because you cut corners along the way to get where you are doesn't mean necessarily you should want your kid to do that, nor your kid should have to do that. Don't we want our kids to be better people than the people we were?
Well, do you want them to be successful or happy?
I asked you a question first.
You only get one.
No.
Don't get them both.
Do you want your kid to be a better person than you?
No, I want them to be successful because their life will be easier in the long run.
Unless you
may not be happy, but you'll be successful and you'll be safe.
Safe and successful is better than happy?
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But then they won't
enjoy life. You
don't
get both in life.
You've never been successful.
People are not happy people, but they are successful. They're like driven. They're competitive. Yeah. They don't turn it off.
So why would you want that for your kid?
Because that's the only way you get ahead.
But why?
That's how you get the nice house.
But if they're
happy.
That's
how you get the lady. That's how you get the nice car.
But if they're happy not being ahead, why would you not want that for them?
Because you're not going to be happy in the end.
Do you want that?
I don't think you'll be fulfilled.
Oh, my God.
I don't think happiness isn't like a long-term thing. It washes over you occasionally.
Right. You're not
nobody
be
walks around
happy,
all day.
But I'd rather you be, you know, happier with your life overall.
By the way, you've been on his pirate ship this whole time. You have to take this. All right.
But
everybody on hold, we are way over. We're out of time. I'm sorry. I appreciate
jumping
all the calls.
Off his airplane.
Well, good news. That scarf can be used as a parachute.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills Broncos Sunday Live right here on 96.5 WCMF. It's playoff time, baby. Tommy's mic is not on for some reason. Okay? It is on? I'll just keep talking. But before this Bills game on Sunday, we get a football appetizer. And you are answering. You want to try and push the bottom of your mic in and see what happens? Like the wire? Did you pop it out? Yep. Okay. It's all in. It's all in, baby. I swear. It's all in. It ain't just a tip.
You might have to switch to the other chair. Try that.
No, but he's got his whole Mick Jagger outfit sitting. Oh, we got it. We're back, baby.
No, there's a little button on his side. I must have hit it.
Yeah. 30 years in radio, ladies.
It's a new microphone.
How did you
find that button? He's back off again.
He's talking. No, he's not off. He just pulled the mic away while he's talking.
There you go.
Because he doesn't know how to do radio. Okay. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. With this Bills Broncos game on Sunday, you can listen to it here on CMF. Kicking off tonight.
What we got?
We get the first quarterfinal game of the college football playoffs.
What is this going to be over? Who's playing now?
Okay.
It is weird. I guess I didn't realize it would be on a Thursday.
I am very surprised.
It's got to be a chump game.
No.
These are all like the This is the final four.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Tonight, Notre Dame takes on Penn State at 7:30
live. Oh, this is the Orange Bowl?
Yeah, from the Orange Bowl, yes.
All right.
Winner of this game plays
in the national championship. Yep.
So I am very surprised that you did not know this.
I thought these games were always played on the weekend. I don't remember the Orange Bowl being on Thursday.
Well, since the whole like playoff system is in place, you're going to see a lot of different things this year.
So tonight's that. Then what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow night is Texas versus
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. Thank you. Yep. No, Georgia lost to Notre Dame. Who is Texas playing tomorrow night?
Texas.
You just threw me off.
Ohio.
Ohio State. Yeah. Thank
Ohio.
You idiot. Why do I just...
Texas playing Ohio.
Why do I just go along with what you say? I watch Notre Dame, Georgia. I watch Georgia lose. Yeah, Georgia. Yeah, what Tommy said.
Well, it sounds... So then when's the national championship?
That I don't know. Probably next week at some point.
It'll be usually it's on a Monday.
Yes, that was the one game that wasn't played on a Saturday when it came to college football bowl games, unless it was like a weird bowl.
But you got Monday Night Football this week, so it ain't going to be this week.
It will not be this week. It's
Monday, January 20th.
Okay, there you go.
All right,
so here's the
thing. So exciting.
So my question was going to be, do either of you care enough about this game to stay up and watch it?
No.
But you were unaware that of the teams even playing.
I could care less about those.
Well, what kind of sucked, I'm definitely going to watch it, but what has kind of sucked about the college football playoffs to this point is there besides one game?
You can argue Notre Dame Georgia was good too.
Okay, but they've the teams that they predicted to win have been blowout games for the most part.
The games have
most entertaining.
And even that Texas Arizona game that went down to the wire was a blowout until 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
So you think these games will be tight?
They should be.
But we thought that about other games as well.
But these are the top four teams.
Yeah, but college football is weird because we've also had, you know, the top two teams in the country go at it for decades, and sometimes it's like, you know, 63-12. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't get excited about college football anymore.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Why
not? This doesn't make it more exciting for you, the whole playoff system?
I'm footballed out. I think because there's so much goddamn football on now. That it's just it's overwhelming.
Well, what's interesting, though, is...
Well, now that, now this is overlapping with, you know... NFL playoffs.
But the NFL has stretched their season out and the games that they play through the week, that they're just constantly effing football on.
Now, it's interesting to bring that up. A story this morning says that NFL viewership for 2024 was actually down.
I could see it because there's so much of it.
Now,
I'm guessing during the football season, is there a night where I can't watch college or professional football? I'm going to say no.
Tuesday.
There's probably some busted-ass college game on ESPN that's going to be playing.
Well, they do Maction on Thursday, the Mac. That's their traditional day to play. Thursday is NFL football. Usually Tuesday, Wednesday, there is not a football game.
But that's about it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But there could be some Austin Peay playing Sam Houston in some busted-ass bowl.
Well, yes, during bowl season.
No, but you know.
I get what you're saying. Okay, fine.
It's too much.
He's getting so mad about something he's not going to watch.
It's too much.
All right, so here's the thing. This week... a Thursday night game may work because it'll be the NFL does not have Thursday night football, and we're accustomed to that.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to turn on Amazon to watch it. The game tonight's on ESPN, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Does
that sound right?
So.
Okay. But Kimmy brought something up. You know, the college football playoffs traditionally were played on Saturday, and, you know, most of the most important bowls were played on Saturdays traditionally. The NCAA kind of got caught in a bad spot in changing to this 12-team playoff because, as Kimmy brought up, the NFL plays wild card games on Saturday, and they've done that for like the last 30 years because in the past, college football was well done.
Right.
So now that college football has stretched their season.
You're feeding on each other's audience.
Yeah, you're not going to go head to head on a Saturday or a Sunday with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get stuck on a Thursday night, which is okay for TV. They have to play on a Friday night, which really hurts them. Traditionally, TV ratings on Friday night.
Yeah, most people ain't watching TV on Friday unless you're my age.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, because like you do have four powerhouse schools in Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame, and Penn State.
Yeah.
If they were to run one of those championship games, the quarterfinal games, on Saturday against the first NFL playoff game, would they have a chance to be successful? Would you watch either of those games over L.A. versus Houston?
Well, you'd definitely be consumed by football that day. So it could be almost like a, you know, March Madness situation where you're just so, you're like, this is what I'm doing today. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm watching football. I'm flipping around, watching, you know, whatever game is the best game.
But those college games don't affect your bills that you love, that you're going to watch. So, like, why am I going to watch Penn State play this game? Who cares?
If your team wasn't in the let's say you're a fan of the Dolphins, right? And they're not in it.
Well, Pat
so
says you could kill yourself.
I wouldn't go that far, but I wouldn't be happy
about
it.
You're pretty close. You wouldn't stop the
guy. If you're a fan of any team that isn't in the playoffs right now, like, yeah, you're still interested in the NFL playoffs, but you're probably not as invested in what's happening.
But I'm looking at it as a Bills fan. I'm going to watch the Bills over that other game because who cares?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's a casual football fan. Look, I would watch Ravens Steelers over either of these games tomorrow or on Saturday night. I would watch Washington Tampa Bay because I think
you're watching better football.
But that's just it. But like LA Houston, I may watch one of these games over LA versus
Houston. But
you
may face one of those teams.
No, you're right. Well, I'm not scout. They don't need my scouting report.
No, but you may want to see what's going on. I don't know.
Okay, no. Look,
like, I just look at professional sports and I look at college.
Yeah, but think about, we also live in an area where we live and breathe that professional sports
good
team.
Point.
Whereas if you're, you know, kind of like somewhere in the middle of America where there aren't, you don't really have a close tie to any of those professional teams. You're probably closer to one of those little college towns than you are anything else.
Well,
so maybe you are more interested in, you know, that side of football.
She's right. I mean, if you look at three of these four teams, South Bend and Notre Dame, that area.
But they're all dynasty football program.
But like
think
that.
Think if Syracuse was in it.
I still would.
You don't think?
No. I mean, look, I'd be happy for him. It would be cool. If you're
you
asking.
You'd be watching?
I would watch if it didn't back up against a game like a Bills game. I would watch it over any other NFL playoff game. I'm not watching it over a Bills game.
Yeah, why would you?
Oh, no. I don't think you'd watch it over a Bills game.
Yeah, because you know there's. It's a one and done for them anyway.
No, but to the point can be made about how I don't think we up in upstate New York fully understand how dominant college football is in other parts
of the
country.
Well, the South is like nuts.
Exactly. Like, you look at Austin, where Texas plays, like, that's going to beat every NFL game this weekend.
Identity, just about.
Columbus, for God's sake.
Yeah. It's a religion.
I mean, Penn State is really the only location where you have legitimate push from NFL teams.
Well, in Notre Dame, there's Notre Dame fans everywhere.
And don't forget, you've got two Pittsburgh teams that are in the playoffs.
Pennsylvania
teams that are in the playoffs.
The Steelers and the Steelers, too.
So you're going to tell me an Eagles fan or a Steelers fan is going to want to watch Penn State?
I'm with you. But then again, look, it's hard for us to understand, too, because, I mean, Kimmy can give us more of an insight into this.
Yeah, because she went to do the school.
Yeah,
exactly.
I couldn't imagine if they were in it. That would be my main focus.
Oh, yeah.
West Virginia, you're saying.
Yeah.
Because, like, we didn't. Get to align
I got no roots to these things.
Yeah, we didn't align ourselves with a college, you know. Like,
it always bothers
me
when
people that live around those areas, I think they're pretty wrapped up in that's the school, whatever school they live near.
It always bothers me, like, guys that get wrapped up in those teams that aren't even from that area.
Like, that have no connection.
Well, maybe they have a connection, but, like, they just, like, that they root for these teams that they're not even close to.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of with them. You didn't go to the school, you're not
Like, you're from here, but you're like, I love Michigan.
Duke fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it.
It's funny. I'm glad you brought this up. Mm. When I was in Detroit for the Bills game 2 years ago, right, that once I got moved, I went out to a bar and I'm trying to catch a Sabres game 2 nights before, and I'm sitting next to this guy. It was the week before Michigan-Ohio State, the biggest played, right, the big game. So I'm talking to this kid. He's got a Michigan hoodie on, and I'm like, you know, what do you think? We're going back and forth, and I go, did you graduate from Michigan? He goes, yeah, of course. I'm not a Walmart Wolverine.
Oh,
and I go, I didn't understand. And he goes, yeah, man, no, you know, these people that are just Michigan fans because they live here. And he was judging them. He's from the Detroit area.
Yeah.
He went to Michigan.
So if he didn't go, you shouldn't show support.
You should be on the same team here, right?
Yes.
Like, I think you'd welcome that.
He called him a Walmart Wolverine. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. All right, let's take a break.